would like to congratulate you on the assumption of the presidency of the Conference on Disarmament. The complex global security environment has become increasingly volatile. It is also fragmented with multiple crises. One cannot but refer today to the most severe security challenge the European continent is facing in Ukraine. The military attacks against Ukraine gravely violate fundamental principles of international law, starting with the United Nations Charter. International humanitarian law is seriously challenged. I would like to refer particularly to the brutal attacks against civilians in southern Bugash villages in the wider Mariupol area. So far, it caused the death of 10 civilians, members of the Greek community, and many injured, including children. The attacks in Ukraine must stop immediately. It is also of vital importance that the safe and secure operations of the nuclear facilities in Ukraine are not affected or disrupted in any way. It is equally important that disarmament conventions and treaties are upheld. Cyber attacks and disinformation campaigns should also stop. We stand ready to do our utmost to contribute to all efforts for de-escalation within regional and international fora. The events in Ukraine concern the entire international community. Each and every one of us should work towards the direction of de-escalation, but also by making sure that these events will not be repeated in the future. Greece believes that a treaty-based and legally binding arms control system can provide security reassurance to all state parties, a system consistent with the principles of international law. To that end, the role of the Conference on Disarmament is becoming more crucial than ever. In this regard, I would like to congratulate the current and previous presidency for the adoption of a program of work for 2022. A breakthrough reached only a few days ago after many years of stalemate. This will allow to address both traditional and new challenges. Challenges such as the cessation of the arms race, including in outer space, nuclear disarmament, new types of weapon of mass destruction, radiological weapons, and other types of lethal devices. Madam President, we took serious notice of the statement delivered by the permanent members of the Security Council on January 3, 2022. It affirmed that a nuclear war cannot be won and must never be fought. We consider this statement as a starting point to address the very complex disarmament agenda, especially in the light of the current announcement and developments in Ukraine. It could also serve as a significant preamble to the highly anticipated 10th Non-Proliferation Treaty Review Conference. Today, the preservation and universalization of NPT and its three pillars are at the core of the global non-proliferation and disarmament architecture. From a national perspective, and given that there are no quick fixes to disarmament, we believe that only through a step-by-step approach we can reach a complete and verifiable nuclear disarmament. An appropriate first step would be the conclusion of the Fissile Material Cut-off Treaty and the universalization of the Comprehensive Test Ban Treaty. As the Ebola and COVID-19 crisis have demonstrated, biological threats increase the need for international cooperation. The norm against the use of infectious diseases as a weapon is universally accepted. However, there is still a risk of malicious use, mainly by non-state actors. The next conference, later this year, presents a unique opportunity to further strengthen the Biological Weapons Convention. This in line with recent scientific developments. Madam President, I would now like to briefly turn to an issue to which Greece attaches great importance, the question of enlargement. We are the longest standing observer of the Conference on Disarmament since 1984. We are of the view that there is no reason to exclude UN member states from disarmament discussions. We should not restrict participation in negotiations on disarmament issues to only 65 countries. Especially at a time when global security arrangements require global partnerships. It is equally outdated to hold enlargement hostage to bilateral issues, issues which have absolutely no relevance to the subject matter of the Conference on Disarmament. Madam President, arms control and disarmament emerged during the Cold War period in order to find a common understanding on security-related matters. Today, given the multiple challenges that we face, we need to effectively revive the process for the sake of global peace and security. Greece stands ready, as a responsible member of the international community, to contribute to this process. Thank you.